And now, young Widow Brown. A few moments ago, Ellen Brown learned from her enemy, Louise Simpson, how Louise has ferreted out the identity of the patient Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, attended at the local hotel. That he is Jim Morrison, the man who was so closely involved in the past of Dr. Allison Shaw, who recently saved Ellen's life. In dismay, Ellen has put in a telephone call to Anthony at the hospital. And now she hangs up the telephone. She says to Louise,
Anthony is making rounds with someone, Louise. He'll call me back. Oh, poor Allison.
I thought it was terribly clever of me to have found out it was her man there at the Mansion House, Ellen.
He came after her. He didn't find refuge here after all.
Mr. Bailey at the Mansion House says this Jim Morrison is simply terrible.
Anthony said he was very handsome. Probably not now in the condition he's in after drinking to excess. And that was what disturbed Anthony so. The awful waste with a man like that. A man who could be so fine, so contributing a person, and then nothing.
Strange, isn't it, Ellen? I knew Dr. Allison Shaw was hiding something. And here she is doing just what I said she'd do, making you a fine lot of trouble.
You're rather pleased with the whole situation, aren't you, Louise?
I'm pleased that I was right about her, that she is a troublemaker.
Allison Shaw is not a troublemaker. She's a wonderful, brilliant girl who's had a real tragedy in her life. She loved that man. She told me so. She loved him desperately. And his weakness or illness destroyed her love for him.
Oh, I know, Ellen. She's an object of pity.
Well, for heaven's sake, then, Louise, pity her. Don't enjoy her plight. Don't... Oh, I wish Anthony would call. This must be what disturbed him so. I knew there was something troubling him.
Does he pity her?
I hope so. But sometimes Anthony can be very useful.
Well, after all, pity is akin to love. Perhaps it's just as well.
Oh, Louise, stop it. I wish Anthony would call. I wish... Oh, excuse me, Louise. Hello?
Ellen, it's Allison.
Oh. Yes?
Can I see you?
In a little while, yes.
You can't talk. Is someone with you? Is Anthony there?
No. Louise Simpson is here, but she's going soon.
I'll walk over and wait when I see her go. Ellen, will you just talk, sir?
All right, fine. Later in the day, perhaps. Goodbye. It wasn't Anthony, Louise.
Who then, Ellen?
Just someone who wants to talk over something.
Allison?
Oh, Louise, stop crying.
He'll come to weep on your shoulder.
Other people have. Why not Allison?
You mean me?
Yes. There were many times when you were very glad to have my shoulder to weep on.
That was before I realized that Anthony Loring hates weeping.
Well, of course, that opens up a whole new series of ideas. All absurd, maybe not.
How do you know, Ellen? Perhaps if Allison Shaw continues with all these problems, Anthony's defenses may weaken. He may begin to pity her. And you might be on the outside with me.
You can be so irritating, Louise.
I know, Ellen, I know. But I just can't be like you.
I don't think it pays.
I never was so well off as when I turned from a mousy, put-upon creature into a... Well, what I am now. I'm out for Louise all the way.
Yes, you certainly are. Well, goodbye.
That's a gentle hint to go.
Not gentle, Louise. Not gentle at all. I'm sure that Allison Shaw is in a terrible state right now, and I want to help her.
By all means, do then, Ellen.
All right.
How are you, by the way? Getting over your operation all right?
I'm fine, Louise. Thank you.
Ellen, I haven't forgotten how good you were to me. Believe it or not, I won't ever forget the night you went to my house to get my things. You saved my life by going.
That's over and done with, Louise.
But hasn't it taught you a lesson?
In what way?
Aren't you sorry that you helped me?
No, I think there's still hope for you, Louise. I think that somewhere along the line you'll improve. I have great confidence in the future.
Thanks. Hey, look, there she is, Allison Shaw, waiting until I go.
Yes.
Well, I'll go then, to make it easier for her. Goodbye. I'll see you around, Ellen.
Yes, goodbye, Louise.
Ellen stands on her porch as she watches Louise drive away and sees the slim figure of Allison Shaw at the corner waiting. Now Allison crosses the street, her head high, in an effort to conceal her spiritual despair. And she smiles at Ellen and says,
Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Allison.
I gathered just from what you didn't say that you know what happened.
Yes.
Come indoors. Anthony told you. No, Louise Simpson.
Louise? How in the world did she know? Who told her?
Louise persuaded Mr. Bailey at the Mansion House to give her a letter Jim Morrison had begun. And she figured out it must have been to you.
It's uncanny, isn't it, how it follows me? How it all keeps repeating itself over and over like some teeny tune it can't get rid of.
Allison, how bad is he?
He's precious. He's dreadful, Ellen. A criminal has to live with his crime always. It follows him night and day into any endeavor he chooses. He still carries the burden of his crime. But what crime did I commit?
Allison, Allison, that's foolish. Now be calm, dear.
I married a man whom I loved. I thought I could correct his faults of thinking. Listen, John Ellis. I thought my love was strong enough, but it wasn't. I failed. But I committed no crime to be bad to this lady. Follow her if I don't. Don't be
poor, Allison.
When he told me about it, he looked so cold, so angry. What can I do?
When he... Who, Jim? Oh, you mean Anthony. Oh, I'm sure Anthony wasn't angry, Allison. I'm sure.
He was angry, cold, and stern, and unforgiving.
That isn't so, Allison. You must escape that. Anthony is upset, yes, because, well, as a matter of fact, I don't even know if he is upset. I haven't talked to him about it at all.
I have. I saw his eyes cold and steel gray. Ellen, I wish you Morrison were dead. I wish you were dead.
I hope God will forgive you, Allison. But wait a minute until I answer that.
He knew the despair, the dreadful segregation of the life I've known with him.
Hello?
Ellen, you wanted me to call?
Oh, yes, Anthony, about all this. Allison is here now, but before that...
Ellen, this is just what I said would happen. Jim Morrison is an alcoholic. He was raving all over the hotel, upsetting poor old Bailey. I suppose when he gets on his feet, he'll be able to help set a hospital testing us, because Allison's there.
Anthony, dear.
Now, don't try to calm me down, and don't tell me how sorry you are for Allison. What's he doing? Weeping all over you? I told you this. I warned you. I know
you did.
Well, I'm sorry. It's pretty awkward for you, but there. I would like to see you alone to discuss it calmly, if it's as possible, but probably isn't.
I know, Anthony.
And now Bailey's calling me again. Then Jim Morrison has come too after the shots I gave him, and he's not sure what's going to happen. I have to go over there.
Oh.
I'll telephone you when I get back. We'll see what happens. I sound mad as a wet man, I know.
All right, Anthony, you go on.
I still love you, even though I rave.
All right, Anthony. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Anthony's furious, isn't he?
It will blow over, Anthony. Anthony respects your ability. He just sees in this business of Jim Morrison a nuisance, a source of trouble, something that may break up routine.
No, it's more than that, Ellen. Anthony has contempt for me. He was disgusted with me when I told him how I'd married Jim and divorced him. Married him again, divorced him again.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yes, I'm a woman of decision, Ellen. A woman who knows her mind, who is so sure of herself.
Allison, look, somehow or other, we have to get a perspective on all this. You and I have to get a point of view, sir. We're just going to pieces this way. You have to figure out a course of action.
And at the Mansion House, Anthony goes upstairs to Jim Morrison's room, knocking at the door, as Mr. Bailey, the manager, says tentatively.
He didn't sound at all drunk when he telephoned for room service, Dr. Loring.
What did he order, Mr. Bailey? Something to drink?
Oh, no breakfast. A good breakfast. And then he wants to talk to me.
What did he have to say?
I confess I didn't talk to him, Dr. Loring. I just postponed it until I got hold of you. I don't know how to handle these people, Dr. Loring. I just thought I'd feel better if you were with me.
Well, it'd be nice if he'd open the door. Good afternoon, Mr. Morrison. I'm Dr. Loring. Jim Morrison looks at Anthony Loring and stands aside to let him enter. What will this strange meeting hold for Anthony and young widow Brown?